The 73rd UN General Assembly has been described by some as a scene of a showdown between Iran and the U.S., and this was indeed the case. The nature of speeches delivered by the U.S. president and the Iranian president were quite different, though, as to who positioned himself more diplomatically. The facts speak for themselves.
With a domestic crisis mounting back home, a trip to the UN offers a welcome break for the US president. Having the opportunity to portray Iran as a major security threat is also a timely distraction for Donald Trump's supporters. Top US administration officials jumped from one event to the other, preaching against the Islamic Republic.
We cannot allow the world's leading sponsor of terrorism to possess the planet's most dangerous weapons.
There's nothing coming out of the U.S. administration at the moment that is fact-based, that is rational, that is logical, that is something you can actually discuss intellectually. I mean, we're back to George W. Bush's assertion that Saddam Hussein was allied with al-Qaeda.
Trump has warned other nations to comply with U.S. sanctions on Iran. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Iran was a threat to regional peace. National Security Advisor and architect of the Iraq War, John Bolton, also made a series of threats against the Iranian government. The strong rhetoric, however, lacked any credible evidence and failed to mobilize the international community against Tehran. Following Washington's unilateral withdrawal from the Iran nuclear deal in March, the White House has found it difficult convincing other signatories to follow suit. Analysts say this has triggered an aggressive American propaganda campaign. As Trump lashed out at the deal during a Security Council session, the Europeans made clear they favor diplomacy over sanctions, effectively making the US and not Iran isolated. Washington is also frustrated at Iran's refusal to negotiate a new deal. The White House wants this to include Iran's role in the region, which American officials claim is destabilizing.
Iran has done a lot to fight terrorism, particularly, you know, in Iraq and Syria, and paid a price for that. Saudi Arabia, having been one of the most important supporters of terrorists and for whatever they have done in Syria since 2011, it's mind-boggling to me that there's not an outcry in the Western world.
For now, Trump's call for the international community to join his campaign of maximum pressure against Tehran has fallen on deaf ears.
The U.S. president and his administration accused Iran of many things, but these accusations can be leveled against the U.S. itself. For example, military spending. The U.S. has the biggest military spending in the world. And on terrorism, the U.S. president himself admitted during his presidential campaign that Washington supports terrorists. And when it comes to regional stability, the U.S. is bogged down militarily in Iraq, Syria, and even Afghanistan. But harsh words and threats were used by U.S. officials, like "we're coming after you" and "Iran sows death, chaos, discord, and destruction," showed how the U.S. is violated at, or isolated, that is, at this UN General Assembly and not Iran.
Iran was not alone on the receiving end of the U.S. president's attacks. Trump used his platform on the world stage to censor his allies as well as his adversaries. The U.S. president condemned China for what he claimed was Beijing's unfair trade practices. With oil prices reaching record highs following Washington's announcement of sanctions on Iranian oil, Trump told the UN the OPEC oil-producing countries are ripping off the rest of the world. Trump launched a fresh attack on Germany, advising Berlin to stop purchasing Russian energy. He also cited his new policies of restricting foreign aid to what he called friends. There was little criticism of Russia, though. Essentially, Trump wanted to make clear his approach to foreign policy. Washington will reject what he described as the ideology of globalism in favor of patriotism. The remarks triggered a rare rebuke from top ally and British Prime Minister Theresa May.
Future and the role of the United States, it's bullying, it is threatening, it's conducting war, it is doing sanctions, it's withdrawing from a series of, or criticizing a series of, international organizations.
Trump's speech at the UN General Assembly also denounced international cooperation on the environment, describing it as an unaccountable global bureaucracy. The tone from President Trump at the General Assembly was perhaps to be expected. However, a US president being laughed at for effectively saying he has led an effective administration was perhaps not expected.
In less than 2 years, my administration has accomplished more than almost any administration in the history of our country. America's so true. Didn't expect that reaction, but that's okay.